You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Jackie Hendry, in for Lori Walsh. The Oglala Lakota tribe on the Pine Ridge Reservation has never had a dedicated structural fire department to serve its residents. The nearest response time for house fires could be up to an hour, leaving victims to watch their house and possessions burn to the ground. But all that is about to change for the tribe as they develop unique partnerships to get this structural fire department off the ground. SDPB's Richard Tubbles joins us in the Black Hills studio for more. Richard, welcome back to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Hello, Jackie. Thank you for having me. So, you know, this has been something that the tribe's been working on for years. And I had a great talk with Wesley Big Crow, the fire chief of the Oglala Lakota Structural Fire Department. He said there are quite a few misconceptions when it comes to structural fires on the reservation.
You talk about fire, and everybody always says, well, fire is the BIA takes care of that. Well, the BIA doesn't take care of it. The BIA takes care of wildland fire only. And not having a structural fire department on this reservation for the entirety of my life or even anybody else's life, you know, there's never been one here. We've always had to look for outside resources, which is all the volunteer fire departments around our reservation.
And Richard, that's an important distinction, a structural fire department versus, you know, a wildfire or something like that. So I'm hearing the big issue here is a response time issue. That's the biggest disadvantage. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, you know, the biggest difference between wildland and structural, you know, obviously the BIA takes care of wildland, like Wesley said, and it's too much of a liability for them to fight structural fires. So, you know, like Wesley said, they have to rely on volunteer fire departments from places like Bateson or Martin. And Jackie, if there's a fire in Oglala, it could take up to an hour or more for those first responders to get there. And after setting up the groundwork for some initial funding, this unique partnership was struck up with the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. I spoke with the former mine student, William Smith, who graduated recently, actually, and he was part of the team that kind of helped with the project.
It's a really it's kind of cool and rewarding feeling. It's something I can't really maybe even put into words. As a student, you know, you're very limited in your knowledge and experience in engineering. I mean, you have the basic principles that you're learning through school, but, you know, the application part of it is still very new. So the opportunity to have that experience and, like, not only just part of, you know, a standard project, but something that's kind of moving in a way and, you know, establishing something that's really going to make a positive impact in a community that's in much need of it.
Yeah, so Jackie, not only are the students able to benefit from it with what they're seeking in their degrees from School of Mines, but the school is able to secure a USDA rural development grant that seeks to improve infrastructure in rural communities. And they also went as far as holding town hall meetings in each district of the tribe. And according to Big Crow, the people knew exactly what they wanted.
You know, what would you guys like to see? And a lot of the input was, we'd just like to see some kind of fire suppression here. You know, we would like to have our own fire trucks in our own district. You know, so response time, because, you know, calling people and then, you know, an hour later, our trailer's burnt completely down, our house is burnt completely down, you know, and we're losing everything. So all they would like is just a fire department in their district. So we came up with the design, and, you know, it's two bays. You know, we got four extensions to our big, our administration building, and our headquarters is going to be in Pine Ridge. Which, it's about a 10,000 square foot building. It's got office space in there for our administration, and it's got five bays for our fire trucks.
So Richard, we're still in the architectural phase right now, kind of the planning phase for this. But once it's all said and done, there's the structural fire department in Oglala. Is that going to provide some kind of economic development as well?
Yeah, you know, I think right now, obviously, they're trying to get the building constructed. It's still in that development phase. And you know, I think the biggest goal, you know, is to start out as a volunteer fire department. But Big Crow said that the long-term goal is to provide full-time jobs to, you know, aspiring firefighters.
All Native American, you know, young boys and girls, you know, because I used to work at the Bureau of Indian Affairs before I started here. It was, these kids are all hands-on kids, you know, and this is a hands-on project. This is the way they learn with their hands and their eyes, you know. And so having a fire department gives these kids an opportunity to have a career in something, and they can take it off reservation. My thing is if we could get guys trained up here, and the young kids come in and say, hey, I want a career in fire, in structural fire, and wildland fire, they can get it in my program. And then if they decide when they're a little older in their 20s or 30s and they want to go somewhere else and live somewhere else, they have that background of saying, hey, I can go fight fire somewhere else.
You know, Jackie, I think this is going to be a big deal for the tribal members of Pine Ridge because, you know, there is a housing shortage. A lot of these households are holding more than just single nuclear families. Mm. Some have multiple families living in a three-bedroom house, and that's kind of similar across most reservations. And, you know, a fire that burns down a house could be devastating for the people that live there, you know, all these multiple family members. And, you know, when it comes to fires, prevention is always key. So this fire department can do major outreach to its district to not only teach fire safety, but stress the importance of fire alarms and fire extinguishers and having an escape plan when there's a house fire. I think it's just going to be a wonderful thing for them down there to have such a good response time when it comes to structural fires.
Right. It's a safety issue, a resource issue, an economic development issue all wrapped up into one. So kind of an exciting development you brought us today, Richard. You can find more of Richard's reporting on our website, sdpb.org/news. Richard Tubols joined us today from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio. Richard, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jackie.